As we heard earlier from reporter Eugene Costello, and as Shane was describing from this morning's papers, there were extraordinary scenes in Spain yesterday in the town of Paiporta on the outskirts of Valencia, badly hit by last week's momentous rain and floods. Streets still littered with the debris of devastation, and people surrounding their king and queen, throwing mud, yelling murderer, and face to face questioning why the state didn't do more to warn and protect its citizens. The Spanish Prime Minister, Pedro Sanchez, and the head of the regional government, Carlos Mazón, joined the royal couple on the visit, but were swiftly evacuated as the crowd grew increasingly hostile. Over 200 people have died, people are still missing, and a huge clean-up operation is underway. Let's talk with one of those helping out. Leah Plunkett is a 22-year-old English language assistant from Cavan, living in Valencia. Leah, good morning. Thank you very much for taking our call today.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
You've spent the weekend volunteering in some of the worst impacted areas. Can you tell us about what you've seen?
Yeah, I can. It's been horrific. I mean, there's still... there's dead animals on the street. There's cars up on top of each other, about three or four cars, and there's people still looking for their loved ones in those cars. It's apocalyptic is probably the only way I could describe it. It's like a nightmare.
And tell us about what you were able to do to help.
I basically, like thousands of other people in Valencia, just bought a bucket and a sweeping brush, and I just decided to walk down. I live in the city, so it's just about a 40-minute walk, literally straight down from my road. I just started to walk down into the towns, and as you walk into town, you can just see the devastation straight away, and everyone's helping. It's all hands on deck, and I just walked into a random house. I heard someone say, "Can you help here?" and I just walked in and just immediately started helping with taking out the furniture and cleaning the floors and doing all that kinds of stuff.
Tell us about the people who were living in the house, Leah.
Yeah, so there was a man maybe in his 70s and his two daughters who were maybe in their 20s or 30s. And they had told me that actually they were trapped upstairs for 48 hours with only a biscuit between them and no water. So as you can imagine, they were so upset, but also so delighted and so grateful that people were coming to help. I actually didn't realize until about 2.5 hours into the cleaning, because I just kind of walked in by myself, that there was all friends helping them out, and it only was about 2 hours in they kind of went, "Wait, who are you?" And I said, "I'm Leia, I'm from Ireland, but I live in Valencia." And then they couldn't believe it, because that's just the sort of thing, everyone's just helping everyone. And
we were talking to a reporter in Valencia earlier. He was talking mm-hmm. about people like you who are helping out, but said it isn't really being organised. It's just people turning up and helping, like you've described. Is there any level of organisation to this cleanup?
Yeah, that's the thing. There on Saturday, there was meant to be buses leaving from the City of Arts and Sciences, 50 buses with 2,500. And obviously, my friends were actually there, and they rang me and they said, "You know, don't even bother. There's about maybe 15 to 20,000 people here." So that's when we just started walking down the streets. I mean, there's organization, but only between the people. I mean, when you get into the town, and I went again yesterday, and it's just kind of like going up to locals and saying, "Okay, who needs help? Where can I help?" And knocking on doors and saying, "Okay, you's okay in here." But it's all between people, group chats, social media, hearing it on the street, and just kind of following people. Yesterday, we just kind of took off walking and followed a crowd. There's no sort of guidelines really from the government or anything like that.
And what about where you live or where you're teaching? Has that been impacted at all?
Yeah, it actually has. Yeah, so I live in the city, which is more or less, it's completely unharmed, which is mad, because only 5 kilometers down the road, it's absolutely awful. But my school, it was affected. I got the warning not to come in to school on Tuesday, for Tuesday on Monday evening, but they were actually set to open back up today, which meant that they got some of cleaning done, but there was rain again last night, so it's been shut down again.
We saw those scenes from Paiporta yesterday, extraordinary scenes of the king and queen being surrounded, and the anger of people. What have you been hearing from people living and working in the area, and that anger that we saw yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, the anger is it's absolutely You can feel it on the streets. People are so angry. You know, I'm walking in the streets and people are, you know, asking me where I'm from. And then they say, well, thank you so much for coming, because they literally said to me, if yous didn't come, the reality is that they'd still be there stuck with like no water and no food. It's all people coming from different parts of Spain that are bringing them everything. And they're saying that they'd still be trapped up in their houses, like no one can really to save them for 48 hours. So they're so angry. I mean, yesterday, day five, was the first time I actually seen or they seen army people on the street. I mean, before that, it's only people from the towns that are helping. And people are so angry. And actually yesterday, we were warned not to go to the towns because we said we'd get turned away because we had to, you know, they'd be blocked off because of the king. And we said, no, we're going anyway. we didn't listen to that.
Leah, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. That's Leah Plunkett, an English language assistant from Cavan, living in Valencia.